tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts here live with you on the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The King, Scott Angle, Corey Parson, Matt Modico, of course, here alongside as well. So there's your Thursday Night Football recap. We'll continue on with the rest of the stories from the day. We'll go on YouTube here in a little bit. I'll talk about Devontae Parker a bit, and it's amazing. There's coaches and calling out players, and the whole thing we did yesterday with John Fox and Marvin Lewis, it kind of extends down to Miami. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let's go to some of the big headlines from going into week number 11. And let's start in Dallas, Corey, once again. And that's the fact that it sure seems like Tyron Smith is going to be
out. Not going to play again.
It's brutal.
I can't do nothing with that. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a Rod Smith game. I would tell you that much right now. If Tyron Smith does not play, you can fire up Rod Smith because Alfred Morris is going to run seven times for eight yards.
So when you say you can fire him up, you're locking him into your lineup.
I'm locking him into my lineup. If put it like this. If I had to start a Dallas Cowboy running back this week, it's going to be Rod Smith over Alfred Morris.
And I said, so this is the one I've been doing all week because it affects me. I'm going to be completely transparent about that. See what I did there? Ultimately, would you start Rod Smith or Damien Williams?
Rod Smith.
So there you go. You start Damien Williams.
I think Morris is going to be a factor schematically for two reasons. Number one, they want to play ball control and try to keep that Philadelphia offense
off the field
as much as possible against that defense. Secondly, last week after the Adrian Claiborne wrecked that offensive line on the left side, you don't want to put Dak Prescott in adverse passing situations, and the best way to do that is to run the ball effectively. I believe that the rest of the Dallas offensive line is solid enough that he can run behind it if they get him into a rhythm. You saw that at the beginning of the second half. I don't think Alfred Morris is going to be a complete non-factor this week.
You said you want to set up a running game with him. What are you going to do, slam him into the teeth of the best part of the Philadelphia Eagles defense time and time again? That's going to create a lot of three and outs. They have to be able to get Rod Smith the football in space in the passing game and stuff like that. They're going to have to. Chaz Green stinks. He should play for the Giants. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey.
So, you know, listen.
I don't think he's starting, though.
Whoever they get, they got something.
Yeah.
They give up 60. Philadelphia Eagles give up 66.
You have to keep that.
Scott, 66 rushing yards a game.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
A game.
Okay, so maybe you don't start him, but they're at least going to attempt it.
Yeah,
it'll set up play action.
You want to, but unless the fantasy exec is going to get picked up and he can do some good run blocking. See, this line wasn't.
How's
the
your
line
mirroring
from
your sliding?
Prior to this, it was still good. Don't get me wrong, but this is a major blow. So it's going to be tough.
This is. I mean, it's not missing Ezekiel Elliott. It's missing Sean Lee and Tyron Smith. They're much more. They're more important.
I still think Dak's going to have a good game.
Tyron Smith is very important. Yeah, you guys are probably right. Yeah.
When we come back, we'll hit on YouTube, and when we do, we'll talk a little bit about Devontae Parker and how we can project him going forward. This is the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Executive Corey Parson, That's the king. And that is Matt Modica. He's Wall Street. We talked yesterday about coaches being stupid and calling their players out for no reason. Literally, and I said this before, I'll say it again, week after week, month after month, now season after season, the Dolphins do this with Devontae Parker. Like, we watched Devontae Parker, and we all said, Corey, you and I especially, that the Dolphins hate that this guy doesn't understand playing hurt, right? Like, we know that. And we said when he was out with those couple of games in the ankle, they wanted him back now. And it didn't happen. He waited, and he waited, and he waited. And he came back when he was healthy. He came back. And he played pretty well in that first game back. But when Clyde Christensen, offensive coordinator for Miami, was asked about him, he says he doesn't have that burning hunger he did back in the summer.
Yeah, and when the summer they was talking about him like he was JC, you feel what I'm saying?
Correct.
And then they were like, oh, he's this, he's that, you know what I'm saying? He's the way he's playing right now. But yeah, the thing, the knock against him is always knowing the difference between being injured and being hurt.
Yep.
They say that this guy is hurt, not injured, and he's not giving it his full go, and that's where that burning desire comes from. You have the medical staff work with you, dog, you feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
So if the medical staff is putting this dude out, you feel what I mean? That's your medical staff. Oh, they're telling him no, you can go out there and play, and he's telling them no? If that's the case, they need to get rid of him.
I agree. Don't tell me that he doesn't have the same edge coming out of training camp. I'm sorry, man. This is week 11.
I mean, you got Jay Cutler as your quarterback.
Correct.
He don't have the same damn edge.
Correct.
You knew that when you gave him $10 million.
The edge was gone after
The edge
that.
Was gone. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Come on now. Adam Gase, the most miserable human being on the face of
the... He is.
Maybe the second.
Who's the first?
I'm not going to get into it.
Brandon Jacobs?
Nah, I'm not going to get into it.
Look, you look at the production.
He's in the top five. Adam Gase.
It's been okay. You know, it hasn't been quite what we've wanted. He has had, at least five catches in four of the six games that he's played, and he's gone over 60 yards in all but one of those games, but he only has, and that's seven games, I'm sorry. No, six. It's six games. He only has one touchdown reception, but he does have the 60 yards in five and six games.
Dolphins only had like 13 touchdowns on the season.
Well, Landry's got five already. He's he's surpassed what he did last year.
Yeah, but
you expected more from him. But look, you can't really complain about the floor in a major way because look, 6 for 66, 6 for 69, 8 for 76, 4 for 85. You're getting between 10 and 13 PPR points per week. I just think people expect it a little more.
Now, I had a little back and forth with Jake yesterday on the frenzy about this. Look, the guy's produced a minimum of 12.5 points pretty much every week. The one game he didn't finish, he got hurt against, I think it might have been the Titans or something. He had like one catch.
Yeah,
but
one
all those other
six,
weeks,
yeah.
He's gotten that 12.5 points for you. Yes, Jake's argument was it comes in garbage time. But if it consistently comes week after week, I mean, he gets targeted. He sees a minimum of 8 targets every time he's out there. So, you know, and the Dolphins are going to have to – it's not like they're running touchdowns in, so maybe he does start catching a couple. I mean, Jarvis Landry is, what, 5?
Yeah.
You know, he more than one more than the whole season he had last year. So I'm not – look, it's not – he hasn't had a 20-point week, and it hasn't been consistent, and it seems to all come in that, like, second half. But who really cares? If it's going to happen week after week like this, it's not once or twice. It's a thing.
I agree.
Five of the six games that he's been able to finish, he's had at least 12 fantasy points in all of those games. And against the Jets, when he had the one touchdown.
Scott, he just said all of them.
Yeah. when he had the one touchdown, he had an 18-point day. So they need to get him in the end zone more often for our fantasy purposes.
Ultimately, when it comes to Devontae Parker, you're right, Matt. I don't care that it comes to garbage time. All I care about is I look at these stats. And I own Devontae Parker, and I literally went from a bar to back to my apartment. Oh, man, he had a bad day. And then all of a sudden, he finishes with a 6 for 80. I'm like, oh, this is great.
The Dolphins are not that good. I didn't hear the argument with Jake, but, you know, if he's going to say they just come in garbage time, it doesn't matter. The Dolphins are the type of team that's going to be playing a lot of garbage time.
Correct.
And he's got the Bucks this weekend.
He's going to be able to light them up.
So
Patriots will be garbage time.
And even, you know, listen,
with Devontae Parker, and maybe we're looking at this from a fantasy perspective versus a real life perspective, and I understand that. From when we look at Devontae Parker, maybe, and I feel the same way about Corey Davis in a way, that all right, we kept saying this is the week. But this season for Devontae Parker, sure, the touchdowns haven't been where we wanted them to be, but you're just getting a consistent wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver three every week.
Yes,
he's a wide
yes.
receiver three. You put him in your wide receiver three, you
yes,
set him and forget
Corey.
It.
And I honestly feel
you play him before you play Corey Davis.
Before Corey Davis.
But
the feeling I feel like with Devontae Parker, what I feel with so many players, if you will give me a guy where I know exactly what I am getting week in and week out, I will take that every single time. And so should the damn Dolphins.
Yeah, because there's a floor there. That's
yes.
what you're talking about. There's a floor there. This guy is not giving us the touchdowns. He's only averaging 12.6 yards per catch. His career average is over 14. So you're expecting more in terms of the yardage, but you know there's a floor there, and that if he has, like he has a touchdown or more yards, goes over 100, it's more than you
problem
expect.
Is
they're getting the ball to him.
The problem is when Cutler took over, we all bumped him up to a wide receiver two.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, right
yeah,
there.
That was
and he's not putting up wide receiver two numbers.
Because Cutler is not the quarterback that he used to be.
Cutler is the quarterback he used
no,
to be.
No, he can't throw downfield much anymore.
Here's the argument I had yesterday about like in PPR. In that format where we look at pass catching backs, In PPR, look, we always want touchdowns. But touchdowns aren't everything in a PPR. If you're going to catch seven passes and 50, 60 yards every week, that's like 13 points.
Yep.
You know, that's a floor. Then if you add a touchdown, you
then
have
you 20 go off.
Point week.
Yep.
So, look, I want touchdowns. Touchdowns are king. But in the format, you know, you have to know the format you're playing. If you're not playing standard and you're playing PPR, you want that floor. If you're going to catch seven passes, 50, 60 yards, you're in a good spot.
The floor every week is 5 catches for 60 yards. It's an 11-point floor every week. It just like you're talking about, Greg. You know, it's the guaranteed safety of that.
And the thing about, and another thing about this whole situation with D. Parker is, like y'all spot on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I take my Sunday afternoon, I get in there, put the red zone on, and I get comfortable, and I'm looking at scores, and I'm like, oh, look, Devontae Parker has a zero. I'll take a little 45-minute nap. I wake up, he'll have 13.
Yeah,
exactly.
There are other people that are going to complain during the first half. You know, where is Devontae Parker?
That's the wackest thing in fantasy.
You know, it doesn't matter when it comes. It comes.
I would buy. Look, if you can get him for, I'm not going to call him a buy low guy, but I mean, like we said, Tampa Bay, New England. He does have Denver, but then the Patriots again, the Bills, and the Chiefs. The Chiefs, you can throw in the Chiefs. Everybody's throwing the Chiefs.
Yeah, 31st in the league.
Yeah, so I mean. It's not a bad schedule looking ahead. I mean, only Denver is the only one you have some concerns about.
Interestingly, here, it's obviously because of the injury, but I think you might have said this, Corey, so I want to reiterate it. Devontae Parker, what he averages, as Scott said also, 5 or 6 each and every week. He averages the 30th most points per game for a wide receiver in fantasy football. That very clearly is right in the middle, smack dab, wide receiver 3.
Yep.
Wipe your hands clean. And that's it. And that's it.
They want him to do better, put some better pieces around him.
I agree. You know what? Enough Clyde Christensen and Adam Gase bitching about this dude. He doesn't play. You throw him out there. Jay Cutler's going to get him killed one of these days.
Yeah.
He throws him up there, and he brings it down. He fights the traffic. I have no issue with Devontae Parker. You have long been the Devontae Parker guy in my life, Corey Parson. Are you satisfied?
You wanted to see wide receiver 2 number, and you didn't want that big stretch of inactivity in the middle of the season. That's disappointing.
You're not satisfied.
No, I'm not satisfied.
Okay.
You know, but the thing about it is, Jay Cutler plays a role in this too, and Adam Gase and your man Christensen play a role in this too. You feel what I'm saying? You know, he caught passes from Teddy Bridgewater.
I do. I do know that.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Who would you rather have?
Work out with him in the offseason. Help
Devontae Parker or Amari Cooper?
Charlie Strong coached them.
I didn't know he coached that team.
Would I rather have Amari Cooper or Devontae Parker?
Amari Cooper.
I say Devontae Parker. Amari Cooper's had one good game since week 1.
That's a tough one. That's a good one, Scott.
I'm not past the point where I'm saying
the
talent.
The thing with Parker, and Corey's right, is the only thing I'm disappointed in is getting hurt again, missing that time. That's what's been the disappointment But he has a chance to make it up to you with this nice schedule down the road.
Yeah, and I take it. If he make it up to me, I'll take it.
I didn't look
I'll
up
forgive him.
His red zone targets. I don't even know how many times he's been targeted there. So that could,
if you're rolling Devontae Parker as your wide receiver three and Mixon is your flex, you're getting about a guaranteed 21 points every week.
No, I'm just saying Joe Mixon. Devontae Parker, as I said, 30th most points per game of wide receivers, about 12.3 in PPR. Amari Cooper, 11.4. That makes him outside your top 36, and that includes the massive blow-up game that he had, obviously, points per game.
He's a wide receiver three.
No, he's wide receiver four.
No, I got him as a three.
Yeah.
I have him at number 37. I have him as.
I got him 34.
Take a break. We'll come back. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network right after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
You hear Roto Experts? Get you ready for week 11. I'm trying to figure out what song it was.
Bad Company?
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Turn the Page, which was later covered by Metallica. Yes.
All right, there you go. Don Burns gives you the stamp of approval, Scott Angle.
Yes. Good tune.
You were a college DJ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was Bob Seger, Turn the Page.
See what he did there.
I see that. I see that as well. Okay. Here are the major headlines as we head toward week number 11. And it includes the fact that Phillip Rivers will be in action on Sunday. He's basically been practicing in full all week. We knew that.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers is like the DeMarco Murray of quarterbacks. He's going to be out there regardless.
But he doesn't have Derrick Henry behind him. He just has Kellen Clemens. Yeah, somehow still in the NFL.
I mean, thank God if you own like Keenan Allen, you're like so happy. I don't really like this matchup for my Bills. It's, you know, going on the road after what they just pulled. I don't think this is going to end well. I think Keenan Allen does get back on track. I think the Chargers need to get him going.
How old do you think Kellen Clemens is, Matt?
I think he's probably like 31.
I'd say 35.
Where did Kellen Clemens play his college ball at?
Kellen Clemens went to Oregon.
Oregon.
33? Yeah, so you guys are right all around it. He's 34 years old. I thought Kellen Clemens was like 38. I was incorrect.
Yeah, I could see that. By the way, Rivers is in his last three games against the Bills has thrown at least two touchdown passes in every meeting.
Why do they play the Bills so much?
It is the West this year that East is playing.
It's because they both probably division last every year.
Yeah, that was the hottest football game I ever went to in my life in the old, I believe the time it was called Qualcomm. Yeah. Rob Johnson versus Ryan Leaf. Rob
That's
Johnson
nasty football right there. Yeah.
Now they play at the StubHub Center.
That was week one. It was unbearable.
Hottest day I've ever. Cape Canaveral.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm saying Cape Canaveral.
It you was watching so, a launch or something?
Yeah. It was so amazingly hot that I remember it to this day.
Yeah, it's like
I remember how hot it was like. I can imagine if that's what hell would be like.
Yeah, I experienced that in Clearwater, Florida in 2010 in the front row at a spring training game.
I think you were going to say the front row of a Kiss concert.
It's pretty heated up there, too.
I've experienced that when Scott's turned the heat up in this season.
Don't
also,
touch it.
Also experienced that in the Buffalo Bills the last 2 years. I got the heat turned up on them.
I was sure you guys were done. Please.
What's the hottest day of your life? Was it one of your European holidays? You saw that one coming.
You just built it up.
That's like when I get Scott. Yeah.
I didn't even say anything. You just came at me.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
No, it's what you do. He pulled the U, is what I was saying. It was equally unnecessary. How about that, Scotty?
There you go.
All right. How about this? Larry Fitzgerald could be back for another year in Arizona, which is kind of wild.
Cause I think they must know something about who they're going to bring in as quarterback.
You think it has to
it
be?
It has to be.
Because he's not signing 1 year extension without like being told, like, ooh, we're going to get you Kirk Cousins, right?
Something.
Like,
it's got to be something. He's got to be hearing something in order to commit to come back to continue to put his body on the line for these stiffs and Bruce Arians. Maybe he's hearing that Bruce Arians is going to get fired.
I don't know if he would want that. Like, is he going to come back to learn a new offense? He's not doing that. Yeah. Maybe Bruce Arians told him I'll be back.
And I'm going to bring
Ben Roethlisberger with me.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good matchup for Fitzgerald this week. Last time he faced the Texans, the secondary wasn't that bad, and he had 6 catches for 85 yards.
When was the last time he faced the Texans? 5 years ago?
Well, the fact that
he was 3 years ago.
Yeah, but the fact that he got Garrett, quarterback.
Yeah. Well, you guys, hold on. So now I kind of think that they're just benching Drew Stanton. Like, he's practicing the whole thing. They're just going to Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so I think it's really interesting that Stanton's going to be the active backup on Sunday. You're going to have Gabbert as a starting quarterback. All I ask, Blaine, please just throw it to Larry. Please just throw it to Larry.
I think he can do it. But you know what's the interesting thing? They bench Stanton, and he is like, he's like won 4 of his past 5 games on the road for the Cardinals.
But that doesn't, I don't know what that means.
Maybe they give them a better chance to win. So
you know,
I think
it's weird.
I think it's injuries. You know, maybe it's an injury. I think.
No, it's not an injury. Just watch him. He sucks.
Yeah. Well, Blaine Gabbert, any good?
Well, according
they
to.
They both suck.
According to Bruce
Who
Arians.
Who sucks worse?
According to Bruce Arians, Blaine Gabbert just played on crappy teams. Bruce Arians has had Drew Stanton.
And
they handed him the keys to the Jaguars. He was a big part of screwing that up.
Well, listen, I mean, he was a big part of screwing that up. He was a very young quarterback in a terrible situation with a terrible head coach at the time. He had no shot with the Jaguars. I don't even blame him. He went to San Francisco. That team was dumpster fire and a half with Jim Tomsula and Chip Kelly as the head coach. Like, he had no shot there. Bruce Arians thinks
he was part of the bad equation in Jacksonville.
Jim Tomsula was like one of the all-time worst coaches.
One of the all-time worst coaches I have ever seen.
I wonder how
we're
going to rank McAdoo in that respect.
Yeah, right. Another unnecessary shot at Greg. Like,
no, that's not a shot at all. I'm just saying. I wanted your opinion on that, actually.
Yeah, but McAdoo sucks. I've never seen a worse.
What about the
life.
Fact, though, that you know they had a good year last year, though?
As in spite of Ben McAdoo.
Okay.
There's a defense going. Ben McAdoo's an offensive genius. His team went 11-5. They didn't score 20 points in the last 5 games of the season. He's an offensive genius, and the offense was awful when he'd take out Odell Beckham Jr. So, Ben McAdoo, you can go, you know what. All right, moving on.
Home?
Yes, go home, exactly.
Yeah, trying to protect you there.
I didn't say anything. Yeah. So, let's talk about Seattle, who needs some protecting themselves, because Dwayne Brown very well may not play this week. Starting left tackle, a legit question mark. And if that's the case, they're going to go back to another scrub they had before, Dwayne
Matt
Brown.
Tobin.
Oh, geez, Matt
He's
Tobin.
He's actually, like, he hasn't started for them yet. They acquired him for the Eagles. Brown's a game time decision.
Right.
Scott was spot on with that when he said they would trade for the offensive lineman. And
yes, he was.
That was a great move, but unfortunately, he's injured.
It was interesting when he's in there, though, to like watch him do his job, like just mashing everybody, and the other 4 guys are struggling.
You like? He's carrying the weight, huh?
Yeah, pretty
him
much.
Him and Russell.
Good news! Eddie Lacy's coming back this Sunday. Scotty! What do you got in your rankings this week, sir?
50.
Ahead of Deion Lewis?
No.
Will you be picking him up?
No. Cam Chancellor's probably not
going to
play.
Yes, Cam Chancellor's probably not going to play.
So they're
going to
be without Chancellor and Sherman, even though Thomas is coming back.
Yeah, it looks like Earl Thomas is coming back. Cam Chancellor's not.
What if Atlanta?
What's that?
What if the Seahawks lose? If the Seahawks lose to Atlanta this week, people are going to be saying Atlanta's the class in the NFC.
I don't know about that.
They'll both be 6-4 if that happens.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But they will be saying what's going on with Seattle, for sure. That
no, but I don't think they would say the class in the NFC. You look at the Seahawks missing Sherman and Chancellor.
You making excuses?
No, I'm not making excuses. No, what I'm saying. How can you call a team the class of the NFC, you know, when they go into Seattle? It's not going to be nearly as scary going into Seattle without Sherman and Chancellor. It's a fact.
Look, the Falcons have a chance here to rectify their season. Like I said, that's why I thought that Cowboy game was such a big, big, important game for them. They beat Seattle here. They go 6-4 with Tampa Bay at home next week, the following week. So they can, you know, easily be back right in that conversation.
Scott, how concerned are you about Cam Chancellor's injury? He has a stinger. That stinger.
He has more than one stinger.
He has stingers, plural.
Stingers. Yeah.
How concerned are you? Cliff Averill's on the IR with one of these things, and I don't know if he'll ever play again. How concerned are you about Cam Chancellor?
I am. He's been banged up all year, and he had the ankle too. I felt like he played his best game of the season last week too. But you saw a lot of guys go down, seven guys on Thursday night. For Matt Ryan, something to consider in daily here against the Seattle secondary without Sherman and Chancellor. He's thrown for 300 yards in three consecutive games against the Seahawks, and that's with the Legion of Boom intact. So he could be a good play this week.
That's a good stats guy.
Yeah.
You like that
two
one.
Of them, two of those games were from last year. That was the regular season of the playoffs.
Playoff game. Yeah. We'll see if it changes this year. Of course, new offensive coordinator. We're talking about that a lot in Atlanta. Let's see what happens. Monday Night Football preview of that more on Monday, Seattle and Atlanta.
And just to point out real quick, Julio Jones, who everybody says is so disappointing, which he's been disappointing this year.
Yes.
You can't argue that before. But he is averaging 14 points a game.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's so disappointing. He's been mildly frustrating.
It's a wide receiver, too. Not a wide receiver.
Not mildly frustrating. That's not fair. He's been frustrating.
You're 100% right, fantasy exec, but the season's not over.
I think Corey put it best. He's a wide receiver, too, not a wide receiver, one.
Correct.
That's probably the best way to put it.
That is extremely, that's extremely frustrating to me, personally. Like, I'm a Julio Jones owner, and I am frustrated with him.
That's fair.
I know you're not.
That's fair. I'm mildly frustrated. You're frustrated.
Do you own Julio?
Yes.
Yeah. I do. And the best could be yet to come. So, look, if he carries me through these next few weeks, all is for you.
Yes, of course. But right now, today.
I said, yeah.
You're frustrated.
I'm disappointed in the. I expect like 18 points.
If I have Amari Cooper, I'm extremely frustrated.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But what bothers me, Scotty, is that this week, Monday Night Football, Julio Jones plays, right? He's the last guy in my matchup going. My opponent, I already know this, is nobody on Monday night. I have Julio. And it's like, if I'm down 15 points, I should be like, boom, that's a lock. I'm going to win. And I can't say that, and that's what frustrates me. If I'm down 15 points with literally my best player, my first-round pick, and I can't say down 15 points, I'm going to win, that is frustrating.
I understand. I think, it's fair. We both have different levels of frustration. Yeah. I'm looking at it more like I know I'm going to get a good floor, and, if he somehow gets in the end zone, you know what? I will overcome that deficit.
Yeah.
Two wide receivers are averaging over 20 points. That's Antonio Brown and DeAndre Hopkins.
There you go.
DeAndre Hopkins averaging over 140 yards per game in his last three.
Good. And the two of those, of course, with Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Corey.
Was one of them against Seattle?
We talked about it yesterday. But Leonard Fournette, limited at practice again. He's going to play. He's trending the wrong way.
He is trending in the wrong direction. He's going to be interesting to see where the snaps go and if he gets into full participation today.
You better have Chris Ivory or
Leonard Fournette owner better own one of those guys, absolutely. Let's take a break. When we come back, somebody else has an ankle injury. It popped up on the waiver wire yesterday. He's going to play through it. But how concerned are you? We'll talk about it next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
We're back with you, Roto Experts. Fantastic. Fantastic to have you with us. Corey Parson, Scott Engel, Matt Modica, that's Wall Street. And popping up on the injury report yesterday was your boy Alshon Jeffrey. And Mike Garofalo tweeted this kind of early on yesterday. And it was that Alshon's like kind of on the side, not really doing much. And
kind of like the whole season.
But he practiced.
He had a few good games.
And he went up to him and was like, what's going on? And they said I'm battling a little bit of an ankle injury. I'm going to play on Sunday night. The good news is Devontae Parker, Alshon Jeffrey, doesn't exactly... His usage isn't all about his speed. We know that. He is no longer a speed demon. But earlier in his career, remember, Alshon Jeffrey was injury prone. He was constantly beaten up and constantly missed game. Are you concerned, Matt, this week about Alshon Jeffrey?
I mean, I have some concern, without a doubt. I mean, as you just mentioned, this is a player in the past that has been beat up and dealt with injuries. So I'm still rolling out there. You know, this is a nice matchup, and Carson Wentz is getting everybody involved. So, you know, his potential and all that, he's in my lineup.
Carson Wentz is gunning to become just the second player in NFL history to have four touchdown games in his first two NFL seasons. And this is a good matchup where he can do it. If Jeffrey is not up to snuff, you know, against the Dallas secondary, he can go to Aguilar. He's got Ertz. I don't think Torrey Smith is his thing. But, you know, daily players, remember the name Mac Hollins. You know, that he likes to throw to him. This is a kid that's coming on.
Yeah, he's kind of usurping Torrey Smith, if you can ever usurp a Torrey Smith.
You know, it's interesting. Nelson Aguilar, a lot of people who are projecting like a pretty big game from this dude on Sunday night, especially with Jeffrey banged up, given the matchup, no Sean Lee against Dallas, but it feels like Nelson Aguilar hasn't done anything in a while. Are you buying a big game this week from Aguilar?
I think Aguilar has a good opportunity to have, as any other week that he has, to have a pretty, to have a decent game, but I'm not really looking forward to it. I think he's still... He had his time where he flashed and popped in the middle of the season, but for the most part, he's still Nelson Aguilar. We're starting to see that now.
But didn't you say that you can attack Dallas in the slot?
Yes, you can attack Dallas in the slot.
That's Muhammad why I like Aguilar.
Muhammad Sanu didn't do it last week, though.
I think Aguilar can do it this week. On rotoexperts.com, if you're an exclusive Edge member, player search box, you type in a player's name, and you can get their injury update from Inside Injuries. Right now, Alshon Jeffrey health performance factor is 54%. That's slightly above average, but the injury overall injury risk is 31%, and that's kind of high. So they're saying basically there's a possibility that he might not finish this game.
Yeah, Marty from Canada is probably pissed at me. I told him to go with Corey Davis over Aguilar. So.
Yeah, no, Marty's going to be upset with you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Marty will be all right.
Scott,
I answer enough questions.
You mentioned how good
Funkhauser.
DeAndre Hopkins has been this year. We got DeAndre Hopkins versus Patrick Peterson this weekend. You excited?
I think it'll be exciting from a pure football perspective, but I'm not benching DeAndre Hopkins.
Certainly
I think
not.
I think that's obvious. You know, if there's one guy that... Look, I always say the defensive player doesn't always win the matchup. So, you know, they'll find a way to get Hopkins his. I'm not expecting upside, a huge bust-out game, you know, like he did against Seattle, you know, in that secondary. But because this is more of a man coverage sort of game where that was cover three. But look, you know, I'd expect five catches for 70 yards.
Yeah, this is what they're saying, the rubber meets the road, because Tom Savage only throws to pretty much DeAndre Hopkins, and if he's got Peterson on him, you know, I mean, Peterson can maybe have a hat trick of interceptions this week, if that's the case.
Yeah, on D-Hop and get him.
Yeah, I think D-Hop would be all right. The Patriots are an interesting one. I mean, one of the reasons you held on to Rex Burkhead for so long was that if Mike Gillisley fumbled, it was a Rex Burkhead thing. If any of the running backs got injured, it was a Rex Burkhead thing. It wasn't a running back that got hurt. It was Chris Hogan. And there is no end in sight to Chris Hogan coming back. And because of that, we have seen the Rex Burkhead usage go. I want to take it even a step further, Matt. Do you believe that Chris Hogan comes back in 2017?
I don't know the full extent. I thought originally it was kind of like what Golden Tate had experienced.
But obviously much more severe.
Much more serious. I don't think they're going to rush him back. But I'm hoping he comes back as a Chris Hogan owner. But going back to the Rex Burkhead, I go back to the preseason when Edelman got hurt, and they even mentioned him as possibly a guy in the slot. He's just a Swiss Army knife guy. Even if you didn't hold him all season, he was available for you a couple of weeks ago, widely available.
Yep.
And I'm sure he was still available last week in many of these ESPN, Yahoo, CBS leagues, because everybody seems to be available.
Not even figuring the amount of catches. You know, he has 146 scrimmage yards over his last two games.
I like him.
Yeah,
he's
like
a fun guy to watch play football.
Yes, I mean, he is.
He really is. I think he's like the epitome of a Bill Belichick guy.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I'm happy you didn't take it any farther.
It's the truth, though.
Yes, I guess so. Hey, it's Jamal Williams' backfield this week. It doesn't look like Ty Montgomery's going to play. He didn't practice Wednesday, didn't practice Thursday. Dr. Ray said, listen, he can play. He'll hurt himself, but he can play. Doesn't look like the Packers are going to throw him out there. It'll be a Jamal Williams game. I got to be honest with you guys. So, what's up?
Nothing.
Okay. So yesterday, my buddy reads the Roto World Report. This is your boy Jeff. Jeff reads the
shout out to Jeff.
The Roto World Report that Aaron Rodgers is
no, not the scales.
Aaron Rodgers could come back in only week 15.
Yeah,
rehab's going well. Everything's progressing well. He looks at Green Bay's schedule. It's all right. You can win this game. You can win this game. This isn't a fantasy conversation, but all right, you can win this game. You can win that game. He looks at the Super Bowl odds just for fun, and he goes, "Holy crap!"
What they drop to?
80-1.
Yeah, I would do it.
He would not do it?
I would do it.
80-1. So he's like, so he talks to one of my friends that, you know, has an account somewhere. He's like, could you just put the bet in for me? So another one of my friends goes, oh, I want a piece of that. Another one of my friends goes, I want a piece of that. Another one of my friends goes, I want a piece of that. Before it was all said
did
and
Mr.
done.
Did Sussman take a piece of that?
If everyone did it, how could I not,
yeah,
right?
How could you not?
Everyone did it. Everyone put like, you know, just like $20 per person. Nothing, you know, nothing crazy. Dude, 80-1, freaking Packers win the Super Bowl. I make $1,600 for my $20.
That's not a bad idea.
Let's go Pack, baby! Go Pack, go!
Those are the fun
go,
ones.
Go Pack, go! Give me some weird stat on why the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl, Scott. Give it to me, baby!
I don't think it happens even if Rodgers comes back. But hey, you know what? I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I just don't think they have the defense to do it even if Rodgers is there.
I will say this. I really like the Ravens' defense this weekend.
No! They got to win all their home games. So whatever. So we all.
I like it. I'm on board just for the fun of it. Look, it's $20.
Right. It's not the end all be all of life. I'll have to just, you know, not go out for dinner one of these nights.
Yes, it'd be all
peanut
right.
butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. No big deal.
PB jelly time.
Exactly.
Wade and LeBron.
So, What was that?
Wade and LeBron.
We call them peanut butter and jelly?
When they do the alley-oop with each other, they call it peanut butter jelly.
Yeah. I've never heard that.
I didn't know that either.
That's cool.
That is cool. Yeah. I like that. Who's the peanut butter? Who's the jelly?
What's that?
Who's the peanut butter? Who's the jelly?
I think LeBron's the peanut butter and Wade's the jelly. And they said they hadn't done that in a long time. Like, you know, they did an alley-oop the other night, and Wade was like, I don't remember the last time we did that.
He's like, I don't remember calling me peanut butter and jelly. it was crazy. Anyway, so I'm super pumped about the Packers now. This is probably very, very stupid, but hey, what are you gonna do? Hey,
look,
the odds are against it, obviously,
but for $20, take a crack. You know, I don't think it's gonna happen.
It's literally like the bet wins like the group like almost $20,000. What? This is like money I don't like know what it is, you know? So that's crazy. But if you're gonna bet, make sure you go to the right sites where it's legal. Okay. Corey Coleman back this Sunday, guys. Yeah.
A lot of people are happy, people that scooped him up and stuff. Look, I would roll him out if I had him, and you know, I'm in a 3 wide receiver league with a flex, and he's an option that, you know, probably my bet. Well, actually, no. They're playing Jacksonville.
They are.
Yeah, I'm not touching
him. No, don't touch him. Also, when it comes to the Cleveland wide receiver, Scott, Josh Gordon is expected to return to practice on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not doing
but,
this.
But after this week, after this week, you if you have Corey Coleman, you're going to see what he can do.
I
mean,
yeah.
Are you excited?
Kaiser doesn't make me excited about
anything. Yeah.
The only person I think I get excited for is Duke Johnson in this offense, to be honest with you.
How if you're one of those guys who lost Taylor, you don't have Cam though.
Yep.
How bad is the stream of Deshaun Kaiser like
against
Jacksonville? Well, I'm saying not against Jacksonville though. It's like how bad is he like going forward? Like 3 games with a pass and a rush touchdown. You know, if you're desperate for some quarterback help, some people have lost Taylor. You know, can you look forward and say, in a desperation situation, I can go with Kaiser because, you know, he can run and throw for scores?
Well, who would you rather have then? Josh McCown or Kaiser. I'll take McCown.
I'll take McCown.
McCown's got.
There's
would you,
not
would
many.
You rather, would you rather have Kaiser or Cutler?
Cutler.
Yeah.
I'd rather. There's like two quarterbacks. I would take the Sean Kaiser over. One of them is Tom Savage.
The other one's Blaine
Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert. Exactly.
Okay.
Personally, I mean, that's,
I know a lot. Some people are in desperate situations. I'm getting these type of questions.
I'll take Jimmy Garoppolo over him.
But by the way, Cutler is now aiming for his fifth straight game with at least two touchdown passes.
That's why I'd much rather have Cutler
I'm saying
over him.
But like, nobody really wants him, though.
Well, I mean, I understand no one wants Jay Cutler. It's Jay Cutler. I get
that. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Play Jay Cutler.
Hey, when we come back here on the Roto Experts, I do want to get into Damian Williams, Kenyon Drake one more time because Miami coaches, not smart. We knew this already. We'll take a break. We'll go off YouTube, and we'll be back at the top of the hour live on television. Finish it off right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Encourages what? What is up?
He made it louder too.
Yeah. We'll turn up in a little bit though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, look at this lady's hair. It's bleach blonde.
That is not.
That's a lot of it too.
I am not. No.
That's not your thing?
No.
It's my thing.
I could see you dating her, Scott.
I like you know, my hair guy.
Yeah, I can see you dating.
It's funny that he's a hair guy when he doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Hey, look at my back. Come on.
I don't want to.
No, it's scary to look at that back.
I'm good on your back, bud. I said before.
I say that on the radio. Nothing about last night. I won't go that far.
Somebody with a hairy back?
No. No.
To make a fair point to me. Adam Gaze and your boy Clyde Christensen.
Oh, Lord.
Says Damian Williams and Kenyon Drake will continue to split carries, even though Kenyon Drake's been much more awesome.
That's what he said?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say, wow.
He said they are going to split carries, though.
I can see that, but just still, Drake is the guy to go with. I think you can still start Williams, too, though.
Yeah, I think so, also. The matchup's really good against Tampa Bay. I think you can start Williams, too.
Uh-huh.
So, I very much agree with that. Speaking of running backs and splitting time and whatnot, the good news is Alex Collins will be the team's primary ball carrier going forward, according to head coach John Harbaugh. Even with Terrence West and Danny Woodhead both nearing return, they're going to stick with Alex Collins as the primary ball carrier. Scotty, he's earned it.
Yeah, he certainly has. He's second in the NFL in average yards per carry at 5.6. So, you know, he's definitely done a lot with the ball when he's got it. You know, right? And Woodhead can come back for a game or two. It gives him a nice complimentary duo in the backfield.
Yeah, that combo of Woodhead and Alex Collins, I think, was potentially a good one when it comes to Baltimore, who hopefully will lose in Green Bay this week. The Atlanta Falcons, of course, without Devontae Freeman, expected on Monday. Tevin Coleman's going to be the man in Monday Night Football. Do you believe he's an RB1 this week?
I think he's a borderline RB1. What he can do in the passing game, running against the Seahawks defense, is not going to be as well maligned as they have in the past, and he's going to get a good amount of the work. So, yeah, I think Tevin Coleman, with that full workload, is a borderline RB1. My guess, if I was to do weekly rankings, he probably would be in that 14 to 16 range.
Yeah,
Scott, where do you have him?
I have him about 15th. Look, he's not going to get a lot of rushing yards. The problem isn't on the back end. You know, that front seven is still very, very formidable.
You want some, Greg? Take the piece.
Oh, peanut butter jelly.
Yeah. Wade and LeBron. Right. How about that?
Now.
But, you know, that front seven is still very formidable with Bobby Wagner in the defensive line. And it's going to be hard to run on them, but what they can do is they can throw on them, and that's going to give them goal line opportunities. You could, and you see where Rob Kelly did score twice against them when they played Washington last at home.
Speaking of Washington, guess who had a setback with his injury?
Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed.
You don't think what I said yesterday was the
truth?
He
should retire.
He should retire.
He should retire. I don't know how much money he has owed to him. Let me see what his contract is. Like, what are the Redskins bringing him back for?
He should retire. He's beat up. Concussions, back, hip,
legs,
hamstring.
How old do you think he is?
Now he's going to have foot surgery in the offseason. He's probably 27 years old.
Davis is going for his third game in a row with 6-plus catches.
He's been very, very reliable.
Yeah. Wow. Even against New Orleans, I'm rolling him out there.
Man, they signed him to a contract extension recently.
Really? Oh. He got to give back a lot of that money.
Yeah, I wonder how much they can get out of this. So it says in 2018, there's a 2-year. I don't know if it means they can get out after this year, or he can opt out. I'm assuming they can get out after this year. I assume that's how it is, right? Because it says potential out 2018, 2 years, $14 million, $5 million of dead cap space. Maybe they can get out after this year.
Yeah, they should probably part ways, and he should go sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Or like coach college football or go back to his
football or something.
Yes. Yeah, what's his alma mater? Florida, right?
Florida.
And maybe he can be like strength and conditioning. Or
the head coach. They need one.
I don't think he can be the head coach. He can go back to Florida and be like in charge of injury maintenance.
Just because he has always injured.
Yeah, he knows how to deal with injuries.
He knows how to do that, yeah. Who's his coach in Florida? Who's this coach for?
I'm not sure.
Was it Muschamp?
My guess would be it was Muschamp.
It was Muschamp, yeah. Oh, he played for Urban Meyer, too.
Oh, I didn't know he played
for
Urban Meyer.
I didn't know Urban Meyer was there, yeah. It was mainly Muschamp. All right, that's the Jordan Reed update. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Thursday Night Football. And then we predict and project for every game this weekend, followed by his Mike Lyon. One more hour to go of the week.
Lord.
Roto Experts wrap up after this.